It's 6:45. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. A proposal to increase minimum salaries for New Mexico teachers and principals faces its first test. Under the proposed plan, the starting salary for Level 1 teachers would go to $40,000 in 2020, then jump to $45,000 by 2022. The proposal also calls for Level 2 teacher pay to be raised to $55,000 by 2022 and Level 3 teacher pay to be raised to $65,000 by 2022. The bill is sponsored by Democratic State Senator Mimi Stewart of Albuquerque and is heading to the House Education Committee today amid a push from Democrats to give New Mexico educators pay hikes. Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has vowed to increase teacher pay by 6%. The undocumented population has decreased nationwide, but not in Texas. As a national debate over building the wall continues, Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Trovall has more on recent immigration trends.
Texas's undocumented immigrant population grew 5% over the last 7 years. That's compared to a 9% decrease nationwide, according to the Center for Migration Studies. Though the state's undocumented population now includes 75,000 fewer Mexicans, more people are coming from countries like El Salvador, Honduras, and India. Nationwide, most undocumented immigrants, 62%, overstay their visa. That's why researcher Bob Warren says solutions to illegal immigration should go beyond the border.
More people overstay visas than come across the border illegally. And what that means is that more attention should be paid to the State Department's Bureau of Consular Affairs, which issues immigrant visas.
Warren says around 300,000 people overstay their visa each year. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Trovall.
Committee chairman assignments were announced in the New Mexico House of Representatives. However, there is lack of representation from any city south of Albuquerque. Commentator Walt Rubel shares his thoughts.
In a representative government, it is unacceptable that one half of the state would be completely shut out. But that's what happened last week when committee chairman assignments were announced in the New Mexico House of Representatives. None of the 17 House committee chairs announced by Speaker Brian Agoff of Santa Fe represent a district south of Albuquerque. The city of Albuquerque gets 11 committee chairs, and all of southern New Mexico gets zero. Agoff correctly notes that three of the 17 chairmen are for committees that don't hear bills. But the fact that those positions went to Albuquerque too is just more evidence of how overlooked we were in this process. Is the speaker arguing that nobody from southern New Mexico was experienced enough to handle enrolling and engrossing? He further explained that three of southern New Mexico's most experienced legislators, Nathan Small of Las Cruces, Rudy Martinez of Baird, and Candy Sweetser of Deming, all requested to serve on the Appropriations and Finance Committee. And, under House rules, nobody serving on that committee can chair another. Second-term members Joanne Ferrari and Angelica Rubio of Las Cruces were named vice chairs, Agoff pointed out, a step toward becoming chairman. We appreciate the dilemma, but the explanation suggests that the status quo will be in place moving forward. The two brand new vice chairs will serve out their apprenticeship. Then in a decade or so, when the person above them is ready to step down, southern New Mexico can finally have a committee chair. That solution is not acceptable. The situation needs to change. If not this session, then soon. And for those who ask, what's the big deal? It's only the committees. We'd like to offer a brief tutorial on the unique workings of the New Mexico legislature. Because the legislature meets so infrequently, 60-day and 30-day sessions in alternating years, the process is set up to weed out bills in committee. The overwhelming majority of bills introduced in any session never make it to the floor. In the 2018 session, there were 370 bills introduced in the House. A whopping 264 of them came to their final resting place before ever reaching the House floor. Some of those were dummy bills or not germane, but clearly the numbers show how important the committees are. Nearly all the bills that make it to the floor pass the House. We understand that Albuquerque is by far the state's biggest city, and as such, will always have a large number of delegates. Of the 70 House districts, 22 represent Bernalillo County. But with 11 of 17 committee chairs, the power of the Albuquerque delegation in the House will be much stronger than it would have been if those had been made proportionately. While committee chairmen in the House do not have the same power as those in the Senate to single-handedly stall bills, they still wield enormous authority. Those living in Albuquerque can be certain that their interests will be well represented this session in the House. The saving grace for us is in the Senate, where Southern New Mexico is well represented, with Mary Kay Papin of Las Cruces serving as President Pro Tem, John Arthur Smith of Deming serving as Chairman of the Finance Committee, and Lieutenant Governor Howie Morales of Silver City presiding over the session. We trust that they will look after our interests. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel with the Las Cruces Sun News.
While Rubel's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News, Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or New Mexico State University.